Numbers chapter 23. And Balaam said to Balak, Build for me here 7 altars, and prepare for me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bull and a ram. And Balaam said to Balak, Stand by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps the Lord Jehovah will come to meet me, and whatever he shows me, I will tell you. And he went to a high place. And God met Balaam, and he said to him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bull and a ram. And the Lord Jehovah put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, Return to Balak, and this is what you shall speak. And he returned to him, and look, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, Balak the king of Moab has brought me from Aram, out of the mountains of the east, saying, Come, curse for me Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse, whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I defy, whom the Lord Jehovah has not defied? Because from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I see him. Look, the people shall live alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And Balak said to Balaam, What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and indeed, you have blessed them altogether. And he answered and said, Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord Jehovah has put in my mouth? And Balak said to him, Come, I beg you, with me to another place. From where you may see them, you shall see but the outermost part of them, and shall not see them all, and curse them for me from there. And he brought him into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bull and a ram on every altar. And he said to Balak, Stand here by your burnt offering, while I meet the Lord Jehovah yonder. And the Lord Jehovah met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, Go again to Balak, and say this. And when he came to him, he stood by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said to him, What has the Lord Jehovah spoken? And he took up his parable and said, Rise up, Balak, and hear, listen to me, you son of Zippor. God is not a man, that he should lie, neither the son of man, that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Look, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not seen sin in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord Jehovah his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God done? Indeed, the people shall rise up as a great lion, and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eats of the prey, and drinks the blood of that which is killed. And Balak said to Balaam, Neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered and said to Balak, Did I not tell you, saying, All that the Lord Jehovah speaks, that I must do? And Balak said to Balaam, Come, I beg you, I will bring you to another place. Perhaps it will please God that you may curse them for me from there. And Balak brought Balaam to the top of Peor, that looks toward Jeshimon. And Balaam said to Balak, Build for me here 7 altars, and prepare for me here 7 bull and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bull and a ram on every altar.